Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Dalet. We're learning. Klal Kof Simen Dalet, and we've discussed all of the different types of responses of Darshas Hakedusha. Now we're going to move to the halachas of saying Amen. So the Chayodim says Ukeshashemeya Bracha. When a person hears a bracha in the middle of Berachas Kriyishma, Osulanos Amen. You do not answer Amen. You do not interrupt Berachas Kriyishma to answer Amen. Rak Amen Dakela Kadosh, Amen Shal Shemeya Tefilo Yana. So he says there are going to be four exceptions, according to him. The Amen of Akela Kadosh, the Amen of Shemeya Tefilo, as much as we do Chazar Sashats, and we say Amen, and Amen is considered like the final thought of the bracha. So as much as the Tzibur, the Chazan, is supposed to say the first three brachas, so the Tzibur is affirming that that is all true. That's really considered to be in some way an extension of the statement of the Chazan. And the Chazan is in Chazar Sashat, so we're not Mechayim to say Amen in every bracha, but the Amen and the beat section almost functions like a Darshas Hakedusha, that I'm affirming the statement of the Chazan, which is only said with Tzibur, because you need to require 10 people to say Chazar Zashatz. So it has a quasi-status of Darshas HaKadosh. So the Amen of Akela Kadosh and the Amen of Shemeya Tefillah, a person does say. That's two that a person does say, according to the Chayyavim. And furthermore, what the lanos amen kishayishma ben miashat ben miaramacher shemasayim oitz bracha the main who bichal oitz bracha answering amen to the brachas of Berachas Kriyishma is not a problem. That's not a hefsek, because amen is just I'm affirming that which we just said is true, that Berachas Kriyishma. So I'm basically restating Berachas Kriyishma. That's part of how you're supposed to say Berachas Kriyishma is stated and then affirm that you believe that it's true. So I hear the bracha of Yetzer Amarois from the Chazan or from any other person. Bracha to Hashem Yetzer Amarois. I say Amen. Furthermore, the Chayyadim says you say Amen to Abacher Bamur Yisrael B'Yahavo. Now this is an interesting point. Do you answer Amen to the bracha of Habacher Amo Yisrael B'Yahavo, or the bracha of Ohev Amo Yisrael and Marav? What's the question? It's a bracha of mitzvahs. This is the bracha Chazal instituted to say before you say Shema. This is the bracha on Shema. It's the Birchas Kriyashma. We know the general rule by a Birchas HaMitzvah that when you make a bracha on the mitzvah, you may not interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah, even the same main to a bracha about that mitzvah. So if a person is saying he's being madlik neiris Chanukah and he has not started lighting, and he says l'hadik ner Chanukah, l'hadik ner Shabbos, whatever the bracha is, and he has not done the mitzvah yet, he's not allowed to speak, because it should not be an interruption between the bracha and the mitzvah. He can't even speak to say Amen of that bracha, because you say the bracha, you need to start doing the mitzvah. So here we have Birchas Kriyishma. How can you say Amen to Abachir Amun Yisrael B'Ava? It's an interruption between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah. So that's why there's an opinion which says you cannot answer Amen in that situation. However, the Ramah's opinion is that you could answer Amen in that situation. And the Ramah's argument is that this is not your regular Birchas HaMitzvah. We don't say Asher Kiddushan HaMitzvah of Itzivon Likrois Es HaShma or Al Kriya Shema. We make a bracha, which is a general Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Torah and mitzvahs. So it's a bracha which Chazal instituted in general about the Kriya Shema, but it's not specific to the point that we may not answer Amen. So according to that, you're allowed to answer Amen to the bracha of Berachas Kriyishma Yisrael B'Yahavo, and what you're allowed to answer Amen, you're mechuyav to answer Amen. According to other opinion, you may not answer Amen. So now we have a dilemma. So what should you do? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests to solve this dilemma that you should finish up the bracha together with the Chazan. And the rule is that a bracha which is completed with the Chazan, you do not answer Amen. Not because it looks like you're saying Amen to your own personal bracha, and we don't do that except with the exception of a benching. We do not answer Amen to our own brachas. Now, the minhag of the Sephardim is to answer Amen to their own bracha. The Sephardi Chazan, which will finish off Yishtabach, finish off the bracha at the end of Yishtabach, will say Amen at the end. because he's saying amen to his own bracha, and that according to the Shulchan Aruch is appropriate. According to the Moav, it's inappropriate to say amen to your own bracha. So if I finish off the bracha of Bechir Ben Yisrael B'Yahavo together with the Chazan, so I can't say amen because of this issue. Therefore, I've solved my problem. According to all opinions, I can't say amen. The minhag of the Ramah is to allow the person to say amen, and that's the minhag of some yeshivas, Tel Shishiva included, and many of you probably remember that Rabbi Einar Zatzal would answer amen. So you'd have the whole tzibur being makbet on the idea of the Mishabura to say the bracha with the chazan and not answer amen. Rabbi Einar would complete the bracha beforehand, and when the chazan would say habachem b'miso b'avo, Rabbi Einar would say amen, which is appropriate then according to the Ramah, and as the minhag of the yeshiva that he went to tells yeshiva that you do answer amen. Have a good day.